VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Don't wait another moment to call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Hello?
So we were on with Robin.
Hi.
And we're dishing her listing. So we were in the middle of dishing her listing, Griff.
Yes.
And you were talking about her description,
mm-hmm.
telling her that basically it was too wordy and she needed to put things in a list instead.
Right. The important attributes of the item. It's, you know, what is it made of? What's the size? What am I getting with it? Everything else is... And I know people want to sell things and they think, well, I've got to sell it with this by, you know, actually talking about it. I think that you put yourself at a disadvantage. The buyer just looks at this and says, I just want to know the details. And then we get to the second paragraph, the third, actually. We guarantee the authenticity of all items, so please buy with confidence. All of our items come from a smoke-free home. Please ask questions prior to bidding because all sales are final. I do not accept returns. That one condition is going to prevent anyone from buying this listing. No one is going to spend $4,000 knowing that if they don't like the item for some reason, they can't return it.
Right.
So why do you say that you don't want to you won't take a return?
I just never took returns because, well, actually, that's not true. Anytime anyone's asked me if they could return something because it didn't fit, I've always taken returns. But I've always listed it that way because I used to work at a different job full time and I just didn't want to be bothered. So...
Well, since you're making a business of it now, we think you should be bothered.
You should be bothered.
Right.
So
right.
What you're doing is... There may be someone interested in this item. I guarantee you that there are legitimate buyers who, when they see the I do not accept returns, they leave your listing and go look somewhere else. So if the truth is that you would take a return to make a buyer happy, say as much. There's a misbelief out there, mistaken belief, that if you say you take returns, you're going to get inundated with returns. The assumption being that people don't buy to buy things. They buy things to return them, which is that doesn't make sense. People, no one's going to spend $4,000 for a piece of jewelry thinking, oh, I can return it. What they're thinking is, I want it, but if something doesn't work about it, at least this seller is, I know that they'll take it back. And give me a refund. And that's business. I mean, if I bought from Shreve in San Francisco a piece of jewelry, I can go back in and return it within a reasonable period of time if it doesn't work for me. And you want to provide that same level of service. So I would definitely not, I would say I take returns. I tell all sellers this, and I get into huge heated arguments that sellers say, well, and I don't give that advice unsolicited, but I'll have a seller say, what should I do about my listings? I'll look and they'll say something like, I never take returns. It's all sales are final as is. And I say, well, that's killing you. And they'll say, you don't know what you're talking about. I've been in business for 20 years. I'm much better. I know this business, and that's not what it is. And I always shake my head and say, all right, well, you asked.
Okay, it is time for her score.
Yes.
Can I just ask one question about the returns really, really fast?
Yeah, go ahead.
I recently got a message from someone who bought something from me
mm-hmm.
over 3 months ago that he bought it for an event, and he just got to trying it on now. And would I accept a return? And I said, sure. But a piece of jewelry that's $4,000, if someone decides 3 months from now they've had enough of it, that kind of, I just don't know how to, you know, maybe I shouldn't.
On this particular item, Griff, on this particular item, since it's so expensive, would it be okay for her to say, items accepted 7 days or 14 days.
Well, that's there's the window right there. You can set your time. I would say 14 days is not unreasonable. And that's an option when you take a return. You can say returns accepted within 14 days.
All my returns say 14 days.
Yeah. And some people do 30. So, yeah.
Okay, so we've got other people waiting. So, Robin, we're ready to give you your score.
Should we give her a score?
Robin, okay. Griff wants to do one of our do-overs. No, I'm all for it in this case because I think you're right on the edge of becoming this perfect seller.
Right.
And we want to help you get there. Can you make some of those changes that we talked about today and then call us back on another show and have us look at it again?
Yeah, I think it's not fair for us to give a score for this. That's not why she called originally. And there's lots of areas to improve here, so I think it'd be unfair of
us
to
call us back when you've made the changes.
I will.
You promise?
I will. I promise.
Okay.
I promise.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in June.
Vegas, baby!
Oh, Robin, you're going to learn so much.
I was in the first 10 who signed up, so.
Oh, you're going to be up front. You're the VIP section, honey.
That's exciting.
Very exciting.
You're coming from New York.
Yes.
Did you get a good flight?
I did, because I booked it a while ago.
Okay.
I booked it to get there on Monday, so I didn't miss anything on Tuesday.
Oh, terrific. Well, I'll be hanging around the hotel on Monday. Maybe I'll see you.
Oh, good.
Okay, Robin, thank you
so much.
And
I'll
please call us back.
I revise this. I will.
Okay, thank you
so much.
All right, bye-bye, honey.
So I just checked her listings, and it says she lives in Belmore, New York. I think that's a town that I like for some reason.
Really?
Did you once
have a really good time there?
No, I think something is made there. I'm trying to figure out if that's the case. I'm not seeing it.
Well, before we go to our next caller, we have been invited over to Hoo Hoo Depot's house. Classy Souls? Patty Coleman?
Yeah, yeah.
We've been invited to her house today, Griff. She's saying she's having a fun multitasking day, and this is what she's doing. Photos taken for 6 items, pics uploaded and editing, homemade ice cream made and in the freezer, Ghirardelli chocolate brownies in the oven, listening to eBay radio and sitting down to list.
Oh.
We'll be over in a few minutes.
Oh.
Isn't that a cute thing?
Yeah, it is.
A great way to multitask. Jennifer from Port Chester, New York. We're having a lot of New York people today.
Well, that's good.
She is known on eBay as Vanderbilt-Gifts. Hey, Jennifer, what's your question or comment?
Hi, Lee. Well, I'm calling because I'm Jennifer Stevens, and you asked me to call about our new meetup group last week.
Oh, please, tell us about it.
Yeah. I couldn't call then. I almost never get to listen to you live, but today I am. So, yeah, we had a great meeting. We had 5 people show up, and we've since had 4 more people join our meetup. So I don't know whether they're going to come next week to our next meeting, but it was a good mix of, you know, people who've been selling several years and people who've just started a few months ago, and we had a great time.
And it was your first one?
We actually, 3 of us met the month before and decided, yeah, we're going to go through with this, but it was our first official meetup meeting, yes.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
So keep us, how long have you been selling on eBay?
Since 1999.
Oh.
You're an old timer.
Well, you know, I'm an education specialist, and this group came out of a talk I did at a library in the area last fall. And several people wanted to keep getting together, but with the winter we had, it didn't happen until the thaw hit. And everyone was able to get out of their houses and do things again. So, yeah.
You know, we're having a special meetup of education specialists during our Las Vegas event.
Know.
Did you know
I wish that? I could come, but unfortunately I can't. Maybe next year.
Maybe next year, darling.
Maybe next year.
Well, thank you, Jennifer, for calling. Right. And I'm so excited about your new meetup group. And we're announcing it and everything, so that should help you out a little bit.
I appreciate it very much.
All right. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jennifer.
That's exciting. Anytime we have a new seller group, I just get so excited because I know it means that somewhere, somebody is excited about selling on eBay and wants to learn and grow, and I like that.
Yes.
So, Griff, interesting show so far, huh?
I'll say.
Gosh, we've covered a lot of territory.
That's
See,
true.
I love it when first-time callers call, and I especially love it when people who haven't been listening to us very long call, because some of the questions that are asked previously through the months and through the years, we're always having new listeners all the time.
It's true.
And that's why we need to revisit these things without, you know, sounding like we're bored with it, which I'm never bored with it. When we dish a listing, I'm happy to find something I can help someone with. But it's been a very interesting show so far. We have like about 15 minutes more. And do remember that we take your phone calls, like you've heard today, but we also take your emails if you click on the Contact Us button on the bottom of the eBay radio player. You'll be able to send us a Contact Us email. And we got one from Julie in Las Vegas, who can walk to our event. We'll read that when we come back.
Okay. Walk to the event. That's going to be fun. This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast.
In the desert, yes.
A family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Up next, our last segment for today's show on Ask Griffin Lee.
Many online sellers suffer from email overload. ShaverWorld's Marguerite Carigian and her four colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't see the thread if the customer responds. You have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The Reply Manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 319.
How to optimize your eBay listing keywords for search engines. John Lawson is CEO of Colder Ice Media and is known on eBay as Titanium Power Seller Shoestring King. His advice?
For eBay in general, use longer descriptions. I find people don't put a lot of descriptive text in, and it is something that is searchable to Google. I don't care if anybody ever reads it. Just having it there helps with your placement. You know, you want it to be readable. And these are some of the longer tail keywords that are less searched. Most searched in the title, next searched in the description.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And today's final segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
Before I read the events for today, I have an announcement to make.
Yes.
My great-grandchildren in Jacksonville, Florida, the conjoined twins.
Oh, yes.
Were just separated a few minutes ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you. The family, we didn't, there's been a media blackout, so we couldn't talk about it or anything, but I just got the phone call that they've been separated. We know no more than that at this time, but it's big, big, big thing for our family.
Well, of course, yes. Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you. We'll keep you informed as we go along here. We need your thoughts, prayers, everything. Send all good things their way. Their names are Carter and Connor.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so Cellar Events. Gee whiz, when we just talked to one who had a brand new one, too. So let's see what we've got here. Today is the 7th. So this Saturday, and every Saturday through the middle of August, we're going to have Rick Vallone, who is the organizer, How to Get Started and Become Successful Selling on eBay Meetup, new eBay sellers group. It's at Appliance Repair Guy, 4251 Derrick Way in Sarasota, Florida, and it's Saturday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., as I said, all the way through. Then on the 11th, next Monday night.
Next Monday.
From 1 to 2:30 p.m. East Coast time at DeCiccio's Family Market, 17 Maple Avenue in Armonk, New York, they're going to talk about shipping. 17 Maple Avenue in Armonk. And then on our same day that we're on Tuesday, Fox Valley eBay and e-commerce meetup from 7 to 9 p.m. at Panera Bread, 1206 North Bridge Street in Yorkville, Illinois. And if you would like to be mentioned in our event calendar, all you have to do is go to ebayradio.com, click on the archive button. You'll get to our archive site. You'll see a tab all the way to the right that says submit a seller event, and that's all you have to do and put it in there.
Fantastic.
Phew. Griff, what a couple of weeks I've had that you don't even know about, the babies and everything. I mean, it's really been something for our family.
Well, I'm glad it turned out well.
At least, you know, they got them separated and they didn't have things joined that would have caused problems. And they thought that the operation was going to last about 14 hours. But they found out as soon as they started that they did not share some things that they thought they might be sharing, which was very good news to us. Just before we went on the air, we heard that.
Yes.
So we'll keep you informed. It's big. It's all over the media now. I just noticed it's on the internet now.
It's on. Well, now
CNN
everyone knows.
Got it. A lot of people got it already.
Good.
So, Griff, that's one of the reasons we haven't been listing lately. We've got so much going on here. My brother and sister-in-law are moving to San Diego and staying with us for a while till they buy a house. A lot of things going on. So I understand the eBay seller and how they have their ups and downs and how sometimes things go on in their families and they have to kind of slow down a little bit. We get that, don't we, Griff?
Yes,
we know about that. You've had to do the same thing.
I have.
Yes.
And I'll probably have to do it in the future as well.
Well, you never know.
Well, one can just prepare.
Exactly. So what are you going to do this weekend?
List. I have to get rid of stuff, and I have to raise some money for a project that I said was going to be paid for by the business. So,
what project?
It's just a house project.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a new roof.
Yeah, well, you're allowed to pay for part of that.
Yeah.
From the business, you know.
Yes, I am, and I can't wait to do it. So, what are you going to do for this weekend?
Well, John's back went out because he's been doing so much stuff around the house for the relatives who are coming to stay with us that he's going to rest for a few days. And you know what, Griff? I think I'm going to give up for a couple of days myself. I've been needing this for a long time. Mm. Sunday is Mother's Day. Oh, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And to you too, Griff.
Yeah.
So Sunday, my kids are coming over, and we're just going to hang out at the house and order food in. That's what I want to do. They asked me what I wanted to do. That's what I want to do.
Cool.
So that's what I'm going to be doing this weekend. And I hope all of you mothers have a wonderful weekend. I hope you really, that all your kids call and or write and send a card. If they live in the same town with you, they better show up with a bouquet in their hands. So I wish that to all mothers this weekend.
Cool.
You know, mothers sit there in their head and they kind of check the boxes off.
Oh, once okay. a mother, always
yeah.
a mother.
Rusty, call me. Elisa, call me. Melissa, right. Yeah, yeah. You want to know that
it's
you're recognized.
It's the list of retributions.
Exactly.
And recriminations.
Exactly.
Know it well. I've been on so many of those lists in
guilt,
my lifetime.
Guilt. Right. Guilt is a good one.
Guilt. Is
yeah, that's my favorite weapon.
Oh, I understand you now. This makes a lot of sense.
My favorite weapon. Oh, I don't have to say anything.
I know you don't. You just exude guilt.
That's,
just,
right.
That's a special mother technique where you can just sit there and make people feel guilty by a mind meld trick.
It's true. And we might want to mention, too, that on eBay
yeah.
today, and it has been for a couple of weeks, I think, maybe the whole month, you can, you know, click on the Mother's Day icon. When you sign on to eBay, there's mm-hmm. a Mother's Day icon.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of great gift ideas for mom on eBay. So have a good weekend, Griff. And you too, listening to this right now, have a wonderful weekend and a great Mother's Day.
This segment was brought to you by Indicia. We'll be live on Tuesday, so check us out on May 12th. We'll be here. Ask Griff and Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication. We'll be food for thought.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.